Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
We've sang and talked about God's love and all that Christ has done for us. Last week, Pastor Dennis and Pastor Liz highlighted love as they emphasized the importance of the marriage relationship and how marriage shows a picture of Jesus and the church. Well, some would say that the natural progression of discussing marriage would be to highlight family. And today, we take a look at how the view of children are also key in the kingdom of heaven. Well, PPC strives to be a place that emphasizes these scriptural priorities. We value marriages and certainly family. And I just take a quick moment to say kudos to Pastor Liz, Debbie, who give leadership in our family and children's ministries, Pastor Nate with our youth ministry, and the many others who volunteer with our kids. Hey, the worship team, under 30, I think most of them on the platform this morning. So we give God thanks for how he uses the giftings and abilities of our young people. We're thankful for the guidance of those that are older on the platform to our young people, but it's amazing how we as PPC continue to embrace and allow kids, teens, young adults the opportunity to see God working in their lives. And you'll see how all that parlays into today. Well, here at PPC, one of the early highlights in a child's life is a service of baby dedication. And Pastor Marie has commented several times that PPC certainly does our best to keep adding to the number here at church, by the way, of babies. Last year, along with myself and the other pastors, we dedicated 36 babies here at PPC. Take a look at the slide that's coming up. Here are some of the babies that we dedicated there. Some of the parents, we did ask permission for these slides to go up. And healthy, good babies. All of us were there at some point, right? How many decades ago? Okay, we'll just leave that where it is. Hey, we strongly believe in celebrating and praying God's blessing on their lives. At almost every baby dedication I have the privilege of sharing at, I remind parents that what we're doing is based on Scripture, and it's a common practice to bring children to the temple and pray a blessing on them. And I also read in almost every baby dedication the text that we find ourselves in today. It's Matthew chapter 19, as we continue our series, Reshaping Society's Culture. We're at chapter 19, verses 13 to 15, and it reads like this. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could lay his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." And he placed his hands on their heads and blessed them before he left. Another version says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them." Well, the title for our thoughts today is "Do Not Hinder Them." You see, Matthew places these words about family right after the discussion about marriage. And like marriage, there are principles in this encounter with Jesus, with the children, for you and I when it comes to the kingdom of heaven. As we look closer at this passage, the immediate circumstances is a physical encounter of children with Jesus. Verse 13 says, one day some parents brought their children to Jesus. Well, the scene is not described, but you can imagine that there's a bunch of people there. There's crowds following Jesus at this time. Everyone wants to connect with Jesus. There's conversations. There's healings to hear about. There's controversy. Where there's controversy, there's people. There's noise. There's chatter. And there's probably lots of kids around also in this passage. So somewhere in the hustle and bustle of this activity, the crazy time in their lives, we get a glimpse of a group of parents trying to get in contact with Jesus and bringing their children to him. Parents, you see, when it comes to connecting children with Jesus, parents should be the ones on the front line. Like it or not, accept or decline your responsibility. You, parents, you are the first line of spiritual connection for your family. It's up to you to set the course for your family when it comes to God, Jesus, church, spiritual matters. Now, I know that family dynamics are not always a straight line, but suffice to say, I hope and pray that there is someone who recognizes the importance of spiritual matters and takes steps to show that to children. As stated earlier, it was common practice to bring the children to the temple. And while this was available to these parents, the priority for these parents was the realization of who they were bringing their children to. These parents knew that Jesus was clearly different. And like so many people that wanted to be touched by Jesus, these parents knew that if Jesus could lay his hands on their heads, if Jesus could indeed provide that blessing, that would be memorable and important. Now, would the children remember that? Well, the children were pretty young, so this is, the parents knew that if they brought their kids to Jesus, that would be an amazing blessing. The inference is that these children were certainly babies. They had to be brought to Jesus. Did the age matter to the parents? Certainly not. They just wanted to get their children to Jesus and have him bless them. You see, parents made the decision for these children. Parents made the effort. And it should be noted that these were times of unrest. You see, we've discussed it before in earlier sermons and messages that the political leaders were opposed to Jesus. And to be around Jesus at this time would mean danger. But these parents were willing to take the risk in order to have Jesus pray for their children. They took the initiative to bring their children to Jesus. Despite what others thought, despite the perceived danger, parents, it's up to you to be on the front lines. Sure, we just gave thanks to youth and children ministries here at church. There will be church, there will be friends who are there to assist and provide guidance. But we as parents shouldn't leave key spiritual truths for another person or group. Hey, some of us like those good old days. Well, in the good old days, children received some biblical instruction at school. But hey, we know that that's pretty well gone these days. And certainly the instruction that is given at schools these days are far from the biblical truth. So parents, it's up to you and I. See, one of the challenges of modern day is we want to fast track our kids. We want our kids to get through things quickly. We want them to be so smart. We want them to get exposed to everything so that they can be their very best. Well, one writer described it as the hurried child syndrome. And he said, years ago, parents understood the necessity of a safe and orderly progression through childhood. There were cultural markers that defined the ages at which specific behaviors and activities were deemed appropriate or inappropriate. And he continues, today these markers have vanished or they've moved downward, meaning we've lowered the age for our kids. In short, this deprives our kids of childhood and puts them on an unnatural timetable that's detrimental to their mental and physical health. Parents, we are the ones that provide the structure for our family. We need to ensure that we are doing our spiritual best for them. Hey, if you came from the East End today along Bailey Street, did anyone notice the billboard that's standing out just beside the church over here? Anyone? Well, you probably will on the way out now. So it says, invest in your child's future. Invest in your child's future. Folks, the world will do their very best to invest in the child's future. Society would tell you as parents, invest in your child's future. And it's a billboard, an advertisement, a promotion for education. We want our kids to learn their very best. Society would say, help your kids be their best by providing them everything there. Well, we talk about establishing the next generation. Spiritually, we need to continue to do that. Scripture talks about ensuring that our children know about God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7 says, you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about when you're at home, when you're on the road. Talk about when they're getting up and when they're going to bed. These are the truths of loving God and following his commands. Proverbs 22 and 6 says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. As we guide our children with biblical truths, it's important that we model that for them as you and I, as we live our lives for God, it provides a pathway for our family in how they receive that training. If we as parents are in a strong, healthy relationship with God, it will be much easier for our families to follow that pattern, that training, and when it's their time, they will make those choices and decisions for God. Why do we want that? Why trust us? Because we love and value our children. Indeed, Scripture says that children are amazing. Psalm 127 and 3 says, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. Hey, we hear voices every now and then using this back of kids. We value kids. We're glad that kids are here in the house. They go from there to here to here. We're glad that kids are there, and we want to see them develop and grow in their lives. Children are indeed a blessing. We want the best for them. We want them to know God. We want our family to receive Jesus' blessing. And here in this passage, that's exactly what's going on. Parents are looking to see Jesus, and they brought their children. But even before they get this chance, the disciples hinder the parents from seeing Jesus. And verse 13 says, the disciples scolded the parents for bothering Jesus. Maybe you've been in a lineup, and you've been looking forward to getting to the end of the lineup. And you get close, and either the product is gone, it's sold out, or someone says, nope, doors are closed today. And we may leave frustrated, confused. The parents in this situation were probably confused and frustrated. Why are the disciples doing this? Well, let's understand that in this day and age, that children were seen as insignificant and unimportant. Was this right? Well, absolutely not. Not for then or for today. Children are to be respected and valued, but can I say that there's certainly a danger in allowing the pendulum to swing way to the other side, where young children can influence, can swing way over here, where children may influence every choice and decision, and even affect, in some cases, to not even allow parents to make informed decisions for their own family. Hey, folks, there's a balance of value, respect, and providing guidelines for our families. When we get back to the lineup, why did the disciples sort of push the parents away? Well, they may have thought that Jesus was too busy, that they didn't think the children were important. Maybe they wanted to have that authority and say, no, you can't do that. Or maybe they thought Jesus should be spending time with the adults, the influencers of the day. Well, whatever the reason, it was not good enough for Jesus. And he responds, and he says, let the children come to me. Don't stop them. Don't hinder them. See, Jesus rebukes the disciples right here in front of the parents and the crowds. And this is not the first time that Jesus issued a warning. We look at Matthew chapter 18, verse 6, and it says, but if you cause these little ones who trust in me to fall into sin, it would be better for you to have a large millstone tied around your neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. It's serious to cause children, to cause little ones to fall into sin. It's obvious to in this era that Jesus thought that children were significant and important. And one commentator continues to talk about the disciples, a religious group. And he says they were good men, and they were leaders among the followers of Christ, but they did not know the mind of Christ, not in this instance. They did not fully understand the ways of God, but they were acting as though they did. They were determining who could and who could not approach Jesus to be blessed by him. You see, the disciples were guilty of getting in the way, of judging, of taking it upon themselves. Have you or I ever thought of or looked at someone and for whatever reason, they didn't deserve God's blessing, or who do they think they are here at church? Or have I stood in the way of someone or been the cause of someone not getting to Jesus? Matthew 7 and 1 says, do not judge others, and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. It's not the first time we've heard those words in our Sunday morning series. Folks, who are we to judge another? Be careful who you judge. Be careful not to judge. Take care of your own eye before you decide to poke something in someone else's eye.
forgive us for when we've done that. You see, while Jesus warned the disciples, he also issued a welcome to the children physically. Scripture says he placed his hands on their heads and he blessed them before he left. Mark chapter 9, verse 36 and 37 takes a little bit further, and it reads, "Then he put a little child among them, and taking the child in his arms, he said to them, 'Anyone who welcomes a child like this on my behalf welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me welcomes not only me, but also my Father who sent me.'" So I say, let's be in the welcoming business of encouraging others, whatever their age, to come to Jesus and receive his blessing. If we welcome others, we welcome God. Don't hinder them. Don't hinder people. Jesus welcomed the children physically, but we also remember that Jesus welcomed each of us spiritually. What did Jesus continue to say? He says, "For the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children," or "the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Were these children smart, strong, popular, able to speak, rich family, poor family? Well, we don't know, but Jesus declares that the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children. You see, there's a spiritual encounter like a child with Jesus. Children are trusting, they're humble, they're dependent, they're joyful. They're putting their faith in what is before them. They trust what people say. They follow. There's an innocent excitement. Our granddaughter just recently turned 2, and at Christmas time, it was a fun time. She sits around, and we give her gifts, and she opens the gift, and she doesn't care or even know what the value or importance of any gift is, but she just goes, "Wow, wow." Give her another gift, "Wow." Kids have this such innocent excitement. One writer said, kids are full of wonder and adoration and trust. They don't rely on themselves. They don't get embarrassed. And they surrender to who knows best. They surrender to who knows best. Well, these are the qualities that Jesus is inferring that allows a person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18:3 says, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth. Unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven." Spiritually, you and I are to become like a child. As we trust in God and not in ourselves, as we depend on him and not in our own abilities, in being joyful in all circumstances, as we put aside our personal agendas and put our faith in God, as we accept Jesus, there is a spiritual birth as we become a child of God. John 1, 12, 13 says, "But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become the children of God." We are reborn. As amazing as Jesus' blessing was and is in this passage, it's important that we are in the kingdom of heaven, that we are trusting and believing in God's son, Jesus. In baby dedications that I mentioned, somewhere near the end of that service, I talk about how exciting it is to see the baby. You saw some of those pictures, how the baby will grow and change. And maybe the next time we get together as a family or friends, we'll say, "Wow, they're crawling, they're talking, they're running." And we'll make comments that, "Oh my, I can't believe she can do that." Or, "Let me take a picture of how big he is getting." And my challenge to parents and families at that time are to be just as interested in the spiritual development of the relative as they are in the physical development of the child. Many of us want to be older, but when we get older, we wish we were younger. Physical growth takes place naturally, and I say that spiritual growth should take place as well. For followers of Christ, there needs to come a point where we are growing, and upon receiving the blessing of Christ, we need to go into our world and see others brought to Jesus. While it is natural for us to grow physically, there needs to be effort for us to grow spiritually. My kids are past those child teen years, and our conversations have changed. Somewhere in the past months, our oldest, Melissa, came to me, and she's talking about the interest rates at the bank and how by a simple renewal, the amount to pay jumps significantly. I've heard my kids, some of yours, make the comment that growing up isn't all fun. I don't like adulting. Adulting is a common expression that we hear among the younger generations. It basically means having to deal with grown-up decisions like student loans, car payments, making appointments, dealing with groceries, employments. Maybe those are choices and decisions that your parents did up until this season of life. Adulting is not easy, but is necessary to navigate through the seasons of life well. Spiritual growth may not always be easy, but is necessary if we are to navigate the next seasons of life and see the kingdom of God advance here at PPC and in our communities. And folks, that's up to you and I. God is always there, but it's up to us to take those steps. Pastor Marie already mentioned about Lent. There's opportunities for us to take a focused approach and say, I'm going to put these steps in place that will help and strengthen my spiritual journey and help us to grow in my walk with God. I would like to say that age is not always a defining factor in this area, because there's some teenagers following Christ who are more mature spiritually than adults who've been a Christian for many years. Spiritual growth is not the same as physical growth or the number of years here on earth. There's no doubt that you are growing physically, but more important, my question for you today is, are you growing spiritually? My prayer is that you are growing spiritually and nothing or no one is hindering you from getting closer to Jesus. As we've looked at this passage this morning and as I conclude these thoughts, I want to leave you with a couple of things. The passage shares a physical encounter with Jesus, and we see Jesus extending his blessing to the children, those who we or the disciples thought he wouldn't have time for. Well, the important part is to remember is the spiritual encounter. There was the physical encounter. We need to know that the kingdom of heaven is available to everyone. Jesus' love and cares goes way beyond our human understanding and comprehension. You see, I get a picture of Jesus, his arms wide open to receive the children physically. But I get an even a more amazing picture of Jesus spiritually opening his arms to receive anyone who wants to approach him. Maybe you're listening today and you haven't experienced God's love. You've not asked Jesus into your life. I believe that inviting Jesus into your life is the greatest decision you can make. If you want to know more about that decision, and just to have someone guide you through those next steps of receiving Jesus Christ, reach out to us. Following our service in a few moments, there will be people at the front. Our prayer partners will be here. And it'll be a great chance for you to say, I want to know more. If you're watching online, there are some chat options available to you. And you just type, I want to know more about knowing Jesus. I want to accept Jesus in my life. And the host will guide you through those next steps and give you direction. Folks, God's love is available to everyone. We need to take every spiritual opportunity to encounter Jesus. Times like today, Tuesday Connected Prayer, special emphasis that we're having this weekend, all of those help us in our walk with God. And I say, don't be hindered or don't hinder them. Folks, don't allow something or someone to get in the way of you getting to Jesus. As you reflect on our words today, I share words, but I believe that the Holy Spirit speaks into our lives. Maybe not every word sinks deep, but maybe there's something that stands out, and you go, is there a reason why that just stuck in my mind? I'm just going to ask a few questions or scenarios of yourself. Who are you most like, or who do you relate to in this account of Jesus with the kids today? At this time, February the 11th, 2024, who are you most like? Are you the parent doing your best to bring your children to Jesus? And I say, keep bringing yourself and your children to Jesus, and they won't forget that, and Jesus is able to bless. Hey, folks, I've been along the journey long enough. Maybe you're the parent. You've tried your best to bring your family to Jesus, and the outcome isn't what you thought it would be. And I say, never give up. Keep bringing your family, your child, your teen, your spouse, your parent, your friend. Keep bringing them to Jesus in prayer and allow the Holy Spirit to work in their lives. On another side, is it possible that you have hindered, that I have hindered someone else in getting to Jesus? Could I have been guilty of judging someone else or putting limits on God's love? That's when we need to seek forgiveness, ask forgiveness, and we've asked God to give us another opportunity. Friends, some of you, you've hindered yourself from being closer to Jesus. You still don't believe that God could love you. Or maybe you've got this, what we say, a chip on your shoulder about church or someone connected to church. Or life circumstances have occurred that you think are unfair or unjust, and you say, I'm not going to trust anymore. There's no way I'm going to put myself in that situation. And because of, and I say that, and that word here today, that covers a whole bunch of areas. Because of that, you move away from Jesus. Don't let that get between you and God. I highlighted the young people on our platform today. Can I say to some teens or young adults who have felt overlooked or pushed aside at church, as noted today, adults don't get it right all the time. And I'm sorry that's happened to you. I trust that you will not allow that to hinder you today in getting closer to Jesus. We want PPC to be a place that encourages children and teens and allows them to flourish in the kingdom. Another scenario, Scripture talks about spiritual immaturity and being a baby spiritually. Are you a spiritual baby after years of being a Christian? I challenge you to take responsibility and develop in your personal spiritual journey and not be dependent on someone else's prayers and efforts to keep bringing you to Jesus for His blessing and care. Well, folks, there's another option too. Hey, we cannot be Jesus, but we can have the attitude that says, I want to see people come to Jesus. I want to clear the pathway. I want to make it easy for people, whatever their age, to receive Jesus' touch on their lives, to meet Him and to know His blessing for their lives. And I say, continue to pray for others. As we work at ways to invite others to Jesus, we help to reshape society's culture and prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ. I'm not sure in any of those situations or scenarios how it relates to yourself. But we have the opportunity right here, right now, to say, God, here I am. Whatever you want to do in this life that helps me to be closer to you or helps me to bring someone else closer to you, I want to be a part of what you want to do here in the kingdom of God for PPC and in our community. I'm just going to pause just for a moment. Then I'm going to ask you to stand and I'm going to pray for you. The team will lead us the song we sang earlier. And it talks about Jesus holding us close. And I get that image of Jesus interacting with the children, sort of shepherding them in and praying for them. We're not alone. So as I pause, some of those scenarios, whatever you sense the Holy Spirit saying to you, accept Jesus, forgiveness, help me to be better, help me to not judge, or help me to be a welcoming way that people can come to know Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak into your life for this moment. Father, this morning, we read an encounter with your son Jesus in Scripture. That should be a joyous, exciting moment. And it was because of the love of your son Jesus Christ. But God, so many times we who think we know better, who have grown up, think we're best and know how it should be done, we get in the way so many times of people or even ourselves getting closer to you. So Lord, this morning, we read this encounter and we realize that your love is so great, so amazing, that who we think you're not taking care of, that you will have your arms wide open to them. God, we want people to come to know yourself. We know that your love is so great, so amazing for everyone, and we want people to come to know you and receive your blessing on their lives and for them to continue to go into a community and share the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, to a world around us. So, Father, whatever we need to do, we simply ask that we would be open to what you want to do and not to hinder your working in our lives or in the lives of those around us. We put ourselves out there and say, God, we want to do the next steps to help us be closer to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.